We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, David Kaplan is with us from ESPN 1000 in Chicago, CSN. So David does the pre and post on the Cubs games. And his new partner there, David DeJesus, who I like. I got to be honest, though, David. David DeJesus' eyes freak me out a little bit. They're like, they're a little scary, aren't they?
You know, I think it's probably the glare off the world championship ring that gets in his eyes. I think Adam would like that, and Dustin's probably like,
Dave, we'll good to chat with you, buddy. You know, I love Dave. The other day, you broke the news on how bad Kyle Schwarber sucks, that he actually had to go to the minor leagues. That was awesome.
Look, you know what? He needed to go down. It's 100% he needed to do this. I think he'll come back and be a better player for it. You know, you look at the number of guys that have had to go down. Mike Trout twice went down. My old partner, Todd Hollinsworth, went down after being named Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
So Greg Maddux went down. There's just a lot of guys this happens to, and they come back better than ever.
Cap, I've been arguing with Bull, my partner here, obviously, who you know, all day about Bradley Zimmer, one of the Indians guys they've been bringing up, and they've been kind of like protecting him a little bit. They don't want to play him every day, and I've been saying that, I'm like, they don't want to send him
gotta
down.
Play him.
They don't want to send him down. They're
but you send him down, as David says, it's not a big deal if he ends up sending him down.
They don't want him to hit the rookie wall.
They got him on the bench against every lefty when the guy who's playing his career minor leaguer, Dan Robertson, who stinks.
Come on, Dave. Back me up.
Look, either you can play or you can't. You can't coddle guys.
That's right.
You got to just let a guy go out and fail, and if he has to go back, he goes back. And look, if Kyle Schwarber goes back and then struggles mightily because, oh, my God, I got sent up, then he's not the competitor we all think he is.
That's right. That's right. 100%. All right, let's switch gears from baseball. We talk baseball all day, but let's talk some basketball here because, first of all, what do you think about the return the Bulls got for Jimmy Butler?
I actually don't have a problem with it. Now, you're speaking to a guy who scouted in the league for 4 years, two with Seattle and two with Indiana. You'll find this hard to believe, but I know this to be 100% accurate. There was a very, very small market for Jimmy Butler. Why? Well, a few things. Jimmy's only got 2 years left on his deal, and Chicago didn't want to keep him because they're not going to be good in 2 years. They're not going to have it turned, and he would be eligible if he's all-league again for a $246 million extension. They're not paying him $246 million. No shot. So that was one. Two, you only have 2 years of cost certainty that, hey, man, in 2 years, Jimmy Butler may walk and go, I don't want to be here. So that's a problem. Jimmy was not the easiest guy in the world to coach, and I'm just telling you that from guys who have coached him, who have said, look, he's a good guy. He's a good, talented player. He plays hard. There's some diva there. It's not that easy to coach Jimmy Butler. So you add all that in. He's 27, and you're asking for a top four pick. You want to get Josh Jackson. You want to get, you know, any of those top four guys. Well, those are 20-year-olds. You better be ready to win now if you're giving up an asset like that. And that's why Minnesota made so much sense. Sacramento's not ready to win. Philadelphia had their guy already in Fultz. Boston didn't want to give up a bunch of assets. They looked at Jimmy and went, yeah, we like him, but we think we can sign Gordon Hayward as a free agent and keep all our assets. So all of that, you know, kind of worked out against the Bulls and made it tougher for them to do a deal. So I think they made the best possible deal they could. The only other thing that was on the table, Denver was willing to throw in a couple of players and a pick, but the pick was number 13. So you're going, you know, worse than number 7, where you got a kid that I love. Markkanen, I think Markkanen was top 5 players in the draft.
Yeah, kick and shoot. Hey, Dave, you look at the Bulls situation there, and you saw like Jimmy's trainer or something tweeted that it's toxic, and he said he trusts the drug dealer over the Bulls organization. Is it bad internally, or is it being made out to be worse than it is?
I think that was a guy who's frustrated, A, that the he tried to get hired by the Bulls, and they didn't hire him. So he already has an axe to grind. Uh-huh. Then his loyalties are to Jimmy.
Sure.
He's in Paris with him on, you know, their vacation, so Jimmy took him with him to work him out and all of that. So, you know, there's a number of things here. Look, if Jimmy Butler knew this guy was going to tweet that and was okay with it, then I'm even more glad that Jimmy Butler's gone. And, again, he's a wonderfully talented guy. And I had no axe to grind with him. I always, you know, got along with him when I covered him. But if he knew that was going to be put out there, that is just low-class, unprofessional nonsense. And the fact that as of this afternoon when I went in the gym to work out, it was still up on that guy's social media page and all the attention it's gotten, that Jimmy Butler didn't say to him, dude, you're killing me here because my rep is the one that's getting slammed more than yours. No one knows who that guy is. You got to pull that down. It's still up. That tells me a lot about that whole inner circle.
Talking with David Kaplan from ESPN in Chicago, CSN Chicago as well, where he does Cubs pre and post, and we're talking hoops with him right now. And let's talk about Dwayne Wade, because there have been some people talking that maybe Dwayne Wade would opt in and then get a buyout, which doesn't seem to make a lot of sense, but is that possible?
I guess anything's possible, but, you know, in talking with the Bulls today, you know, they said that they, before they embarked on this rebuild, they have gone out and studied a number of teams that have done just this. And what they kept being told by executives who are, you know, successful guys, look, you cannot put a team out there of 12 guys that either are your future young stars or guys that can't play because you want to tank. You've got to get some quality veteran people around these kids so that they don't develop bad habits on and off the floor. So right now, I can't believe they're going to pick up Rondo's option. I don't believe it. They haven't made a decision yet. They've said before, we don't see a scenario we wouldn't. And then when pressed today, both Gar Foreman and John Paxson said, yeah, we'll make a decision in a week. I believe Rondo's going to hit the street. They'll pay him his $3 million to go away, and he'll be gone. In terms of Dwayne Wade, maybe they buy him out during the season, but I will be very surprised if he's not on this team when the season starts.
Yeah, I mean, okay. some of the national guys suggested last night that maybe the Bulls would buy him out. You think that it'll be during the year? Why do you think during the year?
I think, you know, they get what they can out of Dwayne, not in terms of helping them win games, because, you know, I said to Gar Foreman on the air today, I said, Gar, if we, a year from right now, look at your record and you guys won 27 games, 31 games, shame on you. And he goes, what do you mean? We're going out there to compete. I said, Gar, let's cut through the nonsense. Shame on you. You guys are half pregnant. You better be all the way. This is it. You traded Jimmy. You've done all you can do now to tank this season. You better finish the job so that you have a shot at a guy like Michael Porter Jr. There'll be, you know, half a dozen of these 20-year-old kids again that you can build around. Michael Porter, people who don't know who he is going to Missouri, that kid's legit. He's a Kevin Durant-style player. That kid is the real deal, and as of right now, he'd be the number one pick. I mean, anything could change, but they better finish the deal and not win too many basketball games.
Dwayne Wade definitely opts in, right? I mean, he said he's opting in, but is that official? It seems as though, $23 million, you're not going to not take that, right?
24 million reasons, 23.88 million reasons why he is opting in.
Oh, yeah.
I will be stunned if he walks away and goes, nah, I'll go play in Cleveland for $4 million.
No
shot.
No.
Hey, David, if you're the Cavs, you know, assuming the Pacers would want to do this, would you trade Kevin Love for Paul George, even though you'd risk him walking away in 1 year?
Well, I think he's going to walk away in a year. I guess if you're sitting in that executive suite, you have to know pretty much, I guess nobody's going to be 100%, but you got to have a pretty good idea what LBJ is going to do. Because if you believe in your heart that the King is leaving and going to L.A. or San Antonio or wherever he chooses his next adventure, well, then you try and win it this year and you make the deal and then you're going to blow it up anyway. But if you think he's going to be around to take a guy for 1 year to give up a really good asset in Kevin Love, no, I probably do not do that.
Dave, you know, the Cavs lost 4-1 in the finals, games 3 and 4. You know, they win four. They could have won three. They had the lead in a different series, obviously. But, I mean, that's with Kevin Love. And that's the whole thought is, are the Cavs good enough with the big three that they have? I mean, do you think they're close to you? What would you do if you're – I don't even know who's running the Cavs right now, to be honest with you. But if you're Chauncey Billups and he comes in, what do you do?
The first thing he has to do, he's got to be honest with himself. He has to look at his team and go, okay, what move can I make? Because they don't have a lot of salary flexibility. What player is available out there? And are we in this to try and win one more and then LeBron's riding off? Or are we in this for sustained success? Because I'll tell you what I said on my show yesterday. I believe LeBron James has played in his final NBA finals as an NBA player unless he leaves Cleveland. I do not see that whole thing stay together. I don't.
You don't think the Cavs are going to get to the finals this year?
I do not. I do not think the Cleveland Cavaliers will go to the NBA final this year.
Who do you think? The Celtics?
They're going to be really tough. I mean, really, really tough. I know Brad Stevens. I've called a lot of his games. That guy is a brilliant basketball mind. I think he's a magnificent coach. Danny has accumulated so many assets. I think they're going to probably sign Gordon Hayward. I mean, I think that's a really good team, and I think he's got another trick up his sleeve yet. I do.
So what is it? Why is it that you think he can't go to the finals again in Cleveland?
I just – watching that team, you know, he's obviously – for me, he's the second best player in the history of the sport. I'm always going to ride with Michael, not because I'm from Chicago, but if my life was on the line and I had to pick one guy, I'm picking Michael. That's just how I believe. He's a killer. But look, that's not saying anything negative about LeBron James calling him the second best player in the history of the sport. There's something off there. I'm looking at that team, and I just don't think there's enough firepower. I don't. I really believe they are not going to get to the finals this year unless they make a significant move.
David, before we go, tell us about your book. I don't know how popular it's going to be in Cleveland outside of my house, but go ahead.
I wrote a book called The Plan, and it's actually hit bestseller status on Amazon and on Barnes & Noble. And it's not just about the 2016 Cubs. It's all about from 2009 when Tom Ricketts bought the team, how he got Theo, how they got Madden, and how they took a team that was literally a laughingstock, the lovable losers of Chicago, and how he took a team from 108 years of not winning to one of the best franchises in all of baseball. I mean, people will read it and go, wow, we thought the Indians were bad. Read this nonsense. You wouldn't believe how foobarred this franchise was in Chicago.
I certainly would. Hey, David, continued success, man. Thanks for being on with us again.
You guys, too. And our Bears and our Browns, hopefully their noses are pointing up now.
I don't know about either of those. I'm not feeling good about either.
We'll see you in the preseason, Dave. Yeah, that's a tradition unlike any other.
Trubisky. I love the
Trubisky. You do?
I do.
All right, we'll see how he does.
Yeah.
Thanks, David.
All right, man.
You got it.
All right, man. David Kaplan from CSN Chicago.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.